Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is September 29, 2020. And once again, we are living in the last days. We are living in the days of vengeance. We are living in a day, in the days where the enemy is as a roaring lion, and he's seeking all whom he may devour. And folks, we have to pray without ceasing. We have to hold on to our faith, because it is precious. The Word of God tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, we are as blind men walking. So, let us continue on here in this life that we are living. Let us continue to seek God. Let us continue to walk. Let us continue to walk in His strength and in His power and in His might. Folks, then it's not just the enemy. It's not just Lucifer and his band of angels. He has millions, I believe billions, of demons that are working on his side. And folks, just as the Lord God have an angel, as soon as we are born, the Lord God set an angel to watch over us and to protect us. As soon as we are born, the devil does the same thing. He set his demons, he set his fallen angels to tempt us, to lead us astray, to destroy us in any way that they can. Everything that the Lord does, Satan, the enemies of our soul, they do the opposite. So we have to continue to just seek God every single day. I remember the Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show ourselves approved. Folks, we are lacking. We are sitting on our hands, literally, as Christians. We are sitting in our hands and we are doing nothing. While the enemy, while Lucifer, the fallen angels that are with Lucifer, and the demonic realm, they are working nonstop, literally nonstop, to come up against the bride, to come up against the children of the Most High God. Now, look at how the Muslim or the jihadist look what they do, and even the so-called synagogue of Satan, Jews, who call themselves Jews, but they're not. They show themselves praying day and night, especially the Muslims. They, wherever certain hours come, wherever they are, they would sit down in the middle of the street if you give them a chance and pray. They pray morning, noon, and night, and look what they do. They go about murdering everyone and anyone who doesn't believe in their doctrines and in their faith. And what do? We sit down on our hands and we complain while darkness covers the earth and gross darkness are covering the people. And we need to be not ashamed of the gospel. We need to be not afraid to speak out against evil. But we are to be bold as lion and speak up for the Lord God. Now, my topic today is war against humanity. And folks, it's not just the type of war that you think. I mean, it's all, the devil comes at us in all different ways, in all different forms. There is war against there's a disease war where the powers that should not be, where the fallen angels, Lucifer, demons can cause disease. Don't you know that? Where the enemy of our soul is using men. The enemy is using wicked men. Wicked men in labs, in white coats, in the pharmaceutical industry to create these destructive diseases. I'm telling you, AIDS and I believe this COVID virus and a lot of other diseases were created in the lab, and then they create the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, to counteract that. And the vaccine only serves to weaken our immune system, and not only weaken our immune system, but the enemy is working overtime to destroy our DNA. And if he destroys the DNA, which is the fabric of our humanity, which is the connection that leads us to God, to the Father, then he thinks that he can destroy us. Why does Satan hate us so much? Because he knows that we are going to inherit eternal life, and he's not, because his chance of inherit eternal life has been passed. He doesn't have another opportunity. He's doomed for death. And we did not, those of us who are Christ, we chose not to go on the enemy's side. And because of that, we are his, we are target. So there are disease wars. And then there is a technological war where they're using technology to war against us, to war against our minds. There is the 5G, that send out these nuclear or microwave sounds and sonar, no sort of whatever, I can't even put my finger on it, but these 5G technology, and God knows whatever technology the government and the powers of this world are using against humanity and against us, no wonder so many of us are having so much difficult sleeping, having difficult thinking, having difficulty remembering anything. We are having difficulty, there's so many people that are hearing, some people are literally hearing things as if somebody, so many times you hear, if you remember the McDowell's killing, back maybe almost 20 years ago, where the man killed his wife and his, I think, four children. And he said a voice told him to do it. And then there was this woman who said a voice told her to put her children in the car and run the children over a cliff into the lake. And so we have all this technology. The government have all this technology that they're using people as guinea pigs. And this is run by Lucifer. And then we have nuclear war, where the governments of this world, which are the powers that should not be, they're racing. They're like a nuclear war, race war. Thank you, Jesse. There is a race, a race to build like the worst or the most destructive nuclear weapon to destroy who? Humanity, to destroy you and I. If you remember Hiroshima. And so, folks, this is all leading back to one source, and his name is Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan, or the wicked one, or the dragon. Now, Ephesians 6 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, if you break that down just a little bit, because I can literally have like 10 sermons from this one verse. So if we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, who are these principalities? Principalities are these beings that we cannot see, the demonic realm, the fallen angelic realm. Now, let me explain this fallen angelic realm to you. The Bible tells us, first, let me just segue back up to the beginning. This war that we face on this earth, even the governments, like the American government, they're warring against each other, but they're really not against each other. They're just two opposites of the same coin, you know, and they all for the same agenda, but they all want to rule. They all want to be on top, but they are on the same side of Lucifer. So don't even listen to them when you hear them talking on the news and these governments, these two sides of the party, the Democrat, the Republican. They are the opposite sides of the same coin, and their agenda is not towards God. So the Bible tells us we're known by our fruit. But this war that we face here on this earth, war against disease, you know, the war that they're using, some of the techniques are disease and technological war, nuclear war, and they're setting one race of people against the other. And so, folks, this war didn't start here. It began in heaven. It started in heaven. And the scripture tells us, and there were war in heaven. Michael fought with his angel, and Satan fought with his angel. Let me see if I can find the scripture. I think it's in Revelation chapter 12. Let me see here. Yeah, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought and against the dragon. The dragon meaning Lucifer. And the dragon fought and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was there any place found in heaven anymore for them. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceived, folks, get this, which deceived the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Did you hear this? I'm just going to skip all the way down to verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And who is the woman? The woman is the church. The woman is the bride. We are the reason why the man-child, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, we are the reason why Yeshua came to this earth. We are the reason why God himself put himself in human flesh, in human being, you know, as one of us. He Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, says, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death. That is the devil. So here we see here, right here, you don't even need to check anywhere else in the Bible, but there are many other places in the Bible where the Bible is telling us, for as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood. What? What are you talking about, Joan? Okay, I'm saying, who are these children that are partakers of flesh and blood? That means these children existed before they partake of this flesh and blood. Yes, 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 I'm right. These children are the angels that fell in heaven. They're part of the one-third of the angels that fell in heaven. So the war started out in heaven with Lucifer. He drew one-third of the angels of heaven. A part of that one-third of the angels stuck to Lucifer. They did not put on flesh. They are the ones that are in the heavenly realms. There are about 200 of them, if you read the Book of Enoch, that Michael that Michael and the other angels, they chain them in the earth, and the Lord God told Michael to put a mountain, a stone, which is literally a whole mountain, they put over the angels, they chain them in the earth. So some of these angels are literally chained in the earth until the end times. If you read in Revelation, it tells you that these angels are going to be released in the last days. But anyways, that's another story of its own. And there are some angels that are running around in the spiritual realm, and the governments of this world know who they are. The governments of this world actually call them aliens. They actually call them the greys or aliens. Folks, these angels can shape-shift. They can manifest themselves in any shape or form that they can. If you read back in the Bible, you can see that the angels usually appear as human beings to many of our prophets and in the Old Testament. And so you see that angels, and the Bible tells us that Satan can transform himself as an angel of light, and no wonder his ministers does the same. So they can shift themselves. They are very deceptive. They are deceitful. They use guile and deception, and they're deceiving mankind into thinking that they're these little great things that live on another planet, but they're literally. And many of them abduct women. They abduct women, and they literally impregnate. If you watch Ancient Alien on the History Channel, they're actually showing you what's happening, but they're in a deceptive way. And we have to be very enlightened, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And you know, if you look at the Ancient Aliens on the Discovery Channel, and they show you where they literally abduct women and impregnate them, and these women come back, you know, wake up, catch themselves days after, and are pregnant, and they don't really know how, and they become pregnant, and some of these women actually have husbands whose husbands think that these babies belong to them, but they're really, and then these women are abducted again after a certain time period pass, and the baby disappear. So they're actually harvesting these women and these babies. They're actually impregnating these babies and these women with these babies, and then taking them back again and taking the baby, the fetus, and actually maybe growing it in incubator or whatever. But folks, Ecclesiastes tells us there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be. Can anyone say here this is new? No, because it has been already. And how is it happening? Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis 6 that you know, in those days there were the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they take all whom they will. And they went into them, and they have children by them. And they were giants in the earth. And after that, so after the flood, they still, these fallen angels, they take a different approach. You're like, okay, since we can't go in and take these women by force anymore and rape them, and because, you know, that's what they did. They literally took these women by force. And they said, the Bible said, they took all whom they will. So they take these women, and they actually have sex with them, and they had babies. These children, were they called the Nephilim in the Bible, or giants. So Goliath was a giant. The king of Og, was a giant. The Bible tells us that how this giant was how many feet tall, like 20 feet tall. So just because we are not seeing literal angels coming down and taking women and having sex with them and having children, that doesn't mean it's not happening. They are coming in this disguise as aliens, and they're literally taking women of all whom they choose and abduct them and impregnate them. And a lot of these wicked men that you see in this world, this is not a thus said the Lord, but I believe some of these wicked, rich men that you see walking the earth and causing so much evil and so much wickedness and so much just atrocity to other human beings. I believe that these are part, some of the children from these fallen angels, from the woman they abducted, and just let them loose here on earth to rule us, because the Bible tells us that Satan is the ruler of this world, of this earth. So, and there is nothing new under the sun. We're talking about dynasties. We're talking about the king of and queen of England have been around for a long time, and we're talking about the those kings and emperors that ruled before, and really out there in the Middle East, where all these men that are ruling for ages and ages, and they're handing it down from one generation to the other. Same way with Japan and China and North and South Korea. They're like dynasties, and I believe that they're so wicked, and they just murder their own citizens and just put strenuous laws and restrictions on them. Like China literally restrict the women from having more than one baby, and then everybody just went crazy having sons, and then there is no daughters, there is no women to marry the sons, and so just all kind of craziness that's going on in the world, and this is because of mostly because we are rebellious against God, and you know, we the fallen angels that took on flesh. Going back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And through death, he might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil. So we, the children, that's why I went on that long explanation as to the fallen angels. When the war broke out in heaven, there are those that stay on the side of Lucifer that didn't put on flesh, and then there are you and I, there are us, who actually put on flesh. And this is what Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 is talking about, as much as the children are partakers of the flesh. We are the children of God. Just like how it says in Genesis 6, that in those days, the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they did all these wicked things. And so in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, for as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, we are the children of God that are partakers of the flesh and blood. We are part of the one-third of the angels that fell from heaven that are partakers of the flesh and blood. And then he himself, Yeshua, God in the flesh, took part of the same. He put on flesh. And so, folks, I know that there are many people out there, when they hear me talk like that, they'll say heretic, they'll say kill her, she's talking craziness, and there are other people that are really not ready for the truth, but you know what, they will never ever in this whole world, even if we live to be 1,000 years old, many people are still not ready for the truth, and the truth is hard to believe. Like there is a saying that say the truth is stranger than fiction, and I'm not telling you this because I read it somewhere, I'm not telling you this because I'm making it up. I'm telling this because it was a revelation directly from the Most High God, and I asked. And the reason why I got this revelation is because I wanted to know who I am, where I came from, and why I am here. And like I say, there are many Christians out there who do not want to hear the truth. They do not want to know the truth, and they will shut you down cold. But I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about bringing the truth forth. And I asked the Lord, Lord, who will I tell all these things that you're saying to me? He said, tell it to all who would listen. So whoever wants to listen, listen. Even if it's one person, it makes a difference, because people will be like, oh, it doesn't make any difference. Oh, really? Okay, well, you stick your head in the sand and stay there, because it makes a difference knowing knowing who you are. It makes a difference knowing that you are not just barely, you didn't just come out of the dirt, and God put a spirit in you. You are literally a spiritual powerful angel that actually sinned against God. And how do we sin against God? When the war broke out in heaven, the Lord said there was much confusion, just like there are confusion in the earth right now. There's so much confusion. People don't even know if they're going or if they're coming. People don't even know which direction to turn. Satan is the same. He causes confusion and unrest and hate and murder and lies. And he twists the truth, and he will add lies to the truth. And that's why so many people are so deceived. Just like in the Garden of Eden, when the Lord God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And what did Lucifer said? What did Lucifer say? He questioned the commandment of God. He questioned the authenticity of the word of God. Did God really say that? Well, he really didn't mean it that way. He just meant that, you know, you're not going to really die. You're going to be like God, like the gods, the God with the G, the little G, the gods of this world. You're just going to be like God, knowing good and evil. And so this is what's going on today. Many are still eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They're still whitewashing the word of God. They're still questioning the word of God. They're still adding to the word of God and take away from it, because Lucifer is behind the whole agenda of getting us to disobey God. He's getting us to just break the commandments and the laws and the rules of God by adding our two cents and taking away. And if we don't like it, we just throw it out. It starts in heaven, folks, and the war escalates here on earth. And it's not that we can't do better, but a lot of time we just want to please the flesh and we just want to please other people. And we're not reading the word of God and taking it as it should. Jesus Christ said the road to life and to heaven is narrow and straight, and few are going to find it. Few are going to find that road appealing. Few are going to find that road to their taste, and they are going to reject it. And he said the road to hell and death is wide and broad, and many are going to walk that road because they find many ways. They find many, many ways to go, many ways to walk. And it's so wide and so broad that they can go in any direction they want, but you're not going to end up in heaven. You're going to end up in hell. So the word of God is narrow and it's straight and it's strict. The word of God is strict. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. But when we add to God's word, and when we take away from it, and when we question it and put our own to censor it, we are actually making the word, we are actually widening the road. We are actually making it broad. You want to make it broad so you can satisfy your flesh, and you can satisfy your desire. And so we are not to do that. We are to seek God, because today we are here, and tomorrow, well, I only have a minute left, but tomorrow we are gone. And when we leave this, when our breath is taken from our body, there is no second chance. So my final word for all who are listening, we are to repent, for the coming of the Lord is near. We are to turn our hearts to the Most High God. We are to give him our heart, soul, and mind, everything, 100%. We are not to put our foot in the water and take it out. We are to give him all of ourselves. Because Jesus Christ said that he doesn't want us to be partial. He said he will spit us out of his mouth. When we are partial to God's word, when we are partial to loving him, which is the greatest commandment, and he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Blessed is he who keep my commandments and do them, he is that love me. Satan doesn't want that. Satan wants us to break God's commandment, just like he wanted Adam and Eve to break God's commandment. Because yielding to God's commandment and doing it, it's showing that we love and respect the Most High God. But when we break his commandment, we're showing disrespect and we're showing that we don't really love you that much. We only love you when we want you to help us. But pure obedience to God, So, folks, I'm encouraging each and every one of us, including myself, to love God, keep his commandments, do his will, so that when we stand before him, we will hear the word. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things, and I will make you mighty. I will make you a ruler over the many things. And these things are things of heaven. If we can't be faithful to these little itty-bitty things that God gave us to be faithful to, how are we going to be faithful to those big things that the Lord has planned for us in heaven? So I love you all in Christ, and keep safe, and just keep on loving God and seeking his ways, all of us, and until we meet again next time, hopefully. Love you all in Christ. Good night.